Hello, and welcome to Python 411, Computer Programming for Everybody. Last week's podcast was a rather long one, lecture by Dr. Sergio Ray on object orientation, and I think many people enjoyed it, got some value out of it. But it's probably too long for a typical podcast, I think, you know, what, an hour and a half, so it seems about 20 minutes is optimum, and I'm going to be getting back to that. So this podcast is titled Future, because what I want to do is express, these are the, I like top 10 lists, so here's the top 10 subjects, Pythonic subjects, that I would like to either interview someone or get a guest podcast on the subject, and a couple of words about each. You know, my interviews are done on a budget. I have no mixers or anything like that, so I'm using GarageBand, and I know that the sound quality needs to be improved. I've been working on it. Turns out that with GarageBand, it's extremely difficult to get the sound level of the person being interviewed equal to the sound volume of myself on this side of the phone. So I've switched to Audacity, which is much nicer and allows more normalization of the sound, and that's a big improvement. And I'm exploring some other options, maybe getting some mixers for future, so the sound quality should get better. Meantime, I like guest podcasts, but I realize it's easier for the other party if I just interview them, so these are the subjects I'd like to do. Number one is databases. This is the single most requested subject for a podcast that I haven't done yet, and it's something that I know little about. So I really would like to find someone willing to do a guest podcast on Python and databases or an interview. And I know at PyCon I talked to some of you from down in Dallas at the Dallas User Group, and there was a few of you who seemed to be knowledgeable about databases. Maybe one of you could volunteer. You know who you are. Or anyone with knowledge of that subject. Actually, in that same conversation is my second topic, which is Daybo. Daybo is an application development framework similar to Visual FoxPro, but it's Python and WXPython, and I believe especially good with databases. And I'd like to get a guest podcaster to do a little MP3, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, on Daybo. So databases and Daybo are number one and number two. Okay, number three on the hit parade. Actually, number three, four, and five are all web frameworks. And I think there's a lot of interest in web programming, and it would be really good to get some guest podcasts on some of the leading web frameworks or an interview. And the three that are most requested are TurboGears, Zope, and Django. So those are numbers three, four, and five on my list. You know, I did a brief podcast on TurboGears, but someone who's actually used it to create significant websites would be very interesting if you could do a guest podcast. And Zope has been around for a long time, and it certainly is still of great interest to many people. And Django is incredibly popular, created, I think, by the people at the Lawrence, Kansas newspaper, which I used to live in Overland Park, Kansas, so it's I feel that's a little bit close to home. And I think that Django is being, I believe, maybe Guido von Rossum is using it over at Google to work on a web content management system. So if anybody has got experience using one of those web frameworks or another web framework, Pythonic, I think it would be great if you could do a guest podcast. Number six would be on mobile devices, Python and mobile devices of any type. The one that seems to be the most popular right now is the Nokia cell phone, the Series 60 Nokia cell phone. And I know Guido has expressed an interest in this, and I'd love to interview someone who's got experience on that. Number seven would be threads. And it's kind of an advanced topic in that you don't really need to do threads to do programming, but it's something that for many applications can be an advantage. And I think the importance of threads is only going to increase in the future in general because of the multiprocessor systems. Because, as you know, the Intel and AMD people creating microprocessors are running into a heat problem. And as they go higher in speed, the heat just and the power consumption just gets out of hand. So what they're doing, instead of continuing to go higher in frequency and speed, is to have multiprocessor cores. And in order to get the maximum benefit of those cores, I think programmers are going to need to do more parallelization, and one way to do that in simple terms is threads. And so I think that it would be nice if someone with experience on Pythonic threads could give us a guest lecture or or an interview. Number eight is Iron Python. I did a short podcast on Jython a while back, and I think that Iron Python is Microsoft's answer to putting Python on the .NET framework, and it would be great to get, I think people would be interested in that. Number nine is a specialty area, Flash. You know, the Flash system by Macromedia is, it gets some guff on the web sometimes because it's proprietary, but I still think that, you know, I know that there are some good things with Python and Flash out there. I would have an interest in that. And number 10 is PyPy. I see that the PyPy group over in Europe has just released a new release. I believe it was 0.9. So they're making fantastic progress. And I think of all the projects going on in the Python world right now, this might be the most intriguing. PyPy, the implementation of Python in Python. I've mentioned it before. If someone has any inside knowledge on that, I'd love to get an interview or a guest podcast, because I think PyPy has the ability to not only speed up the execution of Python programs, but also lead to intriguing possibilities for future evolution of the language. And again, I'd love to get a guest podcast. So that's it. Going back to the top, the number one subject is databases. So if you have experience with Python and databases, give me an email at rdsteph@mac.com, or, you know, just go to my website at www.awaretech.com and send me an email, or any of these other subjects, or any subject not on here that's Pythonic related. If you want to have an interview or a guest podcast about your project, let me know. So that's it. This is a short one this week because last one was so long. We're coming up on a holiday weekend next weekend here in the U.S., so I'll have a little more time to devote to Pythonic subjects. I'm looking forward to that very much because I'm working on some plug-in software for FireDrop, which is, you know, the Pythonic content management and web logging system I'm using. And there's a little work going on plugins for doing podcasts there. And also I'm thinking of doing a video podcast, which will be interesting. So a lot of things going on here. And in the Python world, I also saw a new beta release of Python 2.5 released, and the projection is to get the final release of Python 2.5 out in August. So a lot to look forward to. And of course, Guido von Rossum is really revving up, working on Python 3000, as he's been calling it, and trying to get that out before the end of the decade. So there's tons and tons of stuff to look forward to, and lots of progress in the Pythonic world. And we'll keep doing these podcasts in an eclectic, variable way and hope you find them enjoyable. So for now, this is Python 411 with your host, Ron Stevens. Computer programming for everybody. See you next week.